All right. Welcome to the next edition of the Cosmic Fury SG podcast, together with me, one and the other line, Mr. Fierce, the boss.
The ping pong is back.
The ping pong.
Oh, okay. No, not ping pong. Or should I say Sun Bae is back.
Sun Bae. All right. If you're following the channel so far, we have yet to master any Korean names. Yeah. So very sorry, yeah. So
so sorry to all our Korean fans and friends and gangs, anything.
So, all right. So earlier on, you posed the question about the top five favorite movies in 2019.
Yeah.
I don't know. I may have a difficult task of trying to remember what I've seen and what I like so far in 2019. I think I should let you start off first, because like I'm sure you got a few, right?
Yeah, I actually have a few. Okay. No, in no particular order. First one is, of course, the genius himself, Mr. Jordan Peele, and his movie Us.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Okay, that movie, I won't go into details about, like, you know, like breaking down the movie and all that kind of thing. Just, you know, something very general, because this is like really a short segment just to talk about movies that were good so far this year. So that people, anyone who listens to this segment now will actually try to check out the movie, besides those like obvious famous ones, and you know. So one movie in particular, of course, is Jordan Peele's Us. It's a follow-up to his previous release, which was
Get Out.
Yes, Get Out. So, I mean, anybody who watched this movie would definitely have to agree with me that it is a brilliant movie. And have you seen this movie before?
Yes, and I would definitely say me and Ada, we were like, after the movie finished, we were like, what the fuck?
You know, it felt like it. One thing, you know, besides everybody's, you know, everybody saying like good stuff about the movie, like, you know, how the plot is, you know, how twisted it is and whatnot, and the idea of doppelganger, you know, in play. The one thing that I really appreciate this movie is because it does pay homage to old school horror movies during the, you know, Twilight Zone, Are You Afraid of the Dark, you know, kind of movie.
Yeah,
if you like, you know, because nowadays a lot of people, when they watch horror movies, it's always your typical jump scare.
Yeah, people are tired of it, bro.
Yeah, so now bringing back, because the thing is, if you look at the plot of the movie, especially like, you know, how they were holding hands and you know, forming that line and all the kind of things, and how, you know, the idea of like your doppelganger is living underground, living above ground and all, you know, the idea of that doesn't make sense if you put into reality, but it is interesting in the fact that it brings back, for me, it brings back childhood memories, you know. You know, on Tuesday nights they used to play horror movies, and you know, before that they used to play shows called like Sightings and Twilight Zone, you know, all the kind of things. So that's why especially people around our generation tend to appreciate the movie even more. Like the younger generation, they probably be like, what the fuck is this shit? You know, it doesn't make sense. Honestly, since when horror movie makes sense?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, especially for the ending. It's one of those like, it gives you that question mark kind of a moment. Yeah. But still, you really want to know what is the meaning. And the movie does it well enough to make you wonder, like, hey, come on, man, I need that answer so badly, right? That you would definitely want a sequel for it. That's so smart.
And the thing is, Jordan Peele is not doing a sequel. He's leaving it as it is. As that.
That is cruel.
Yeah, that itself is amazing. Because the thing is, everybody is like, oh, you know, you need to explain this and all. And he basically, in one of his interviews, he said that, no, I don't have to. I can just leave it as it is and let your imagination run wild. Because now the thing is, there's two projects that he's currently going to be working on that is exciting the fuck out of me. One is the reboot of Candyman.
Candyman, okay.
Yes. Candyman. I mean, it's one of the prominent horror movies. Where and it's a predominantly a black guy that's the villain. I can't remember his name. He acts in a lot of obscure horror movies as well.
Okay.
And the other one, a live action of the cartoon Gargoyles.
Gargoyles?
Yes.
Holy fuck. I love that show, Sial.
I love it so much, Sial. So when
Gargoyle.
I heard it,
Gargoyle.
Sial, are you serious? I'll be like, wow.
I used to watch that a lot on like Saturday mornings, yeah, like fucking yeah, 10 a.m. It's like power, that show.
That cartoon is awesome, man. And he's going to do a live action of
movie.
Yeah, a movie.
Holy shit. Wow. Yep.
So, not going to go further into us, but you know, this is one of the movies that actually one of the highlights of this year. So, another movie for you, what do you think?
Maybe I'll let you go first, because the problem I'm having right now, the ones that I highlight, because I want to highlight something that is not a superhero genre. Because if I were to say maybe the three that I want to mention, all of them are superhero genres, which kind of like, man, I need something that's not a superhero genre at this point of time.
So, yeah, that's true.
So I'll let you continue first, maybe your second one, maybe?
John Wick, bro.
Yeah. Why am I not surprised?
Look, the thing is, I fucking love Keanu Reeves. If those people who are following my Instagram today, like, you see I've been blasting Keanu Reeves, like,
and all that. I saw your Insta story.
Yep. So, the thing is, John Wick, first one was amazing. I thought the second one wouldn't be amazing. It got better. And I thought the third one would be more amazing and it got better. So, I don't even have to say more. Anybody who watched John Wick and doesn't like it, y'all can go fuck yourself. Moving on to the next movie. Okay, the next movie is a bit of an obscure movie. Not really much people are talking about it and all. But the movie is called Greta. Okay, it stars Chloe Grace Moretz. You all remember her from like Suspiria, Kick-Ass, and also Isabel Huppert.
Try that again.
Isabel Huppert. It's a French name, so I'm trying to pronounce in the best French accent that I could.
It's okay. By now, people already realize that we butcher names on a regular basis. But it's okay. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. So, Isabel Huppert, if you pronounce it in normal English. But
you said you're going for Huppert.
Huppert. You have to have that airy thing.
Airy or silent? Doesn't matter. But
it's still whisper. So... So anyways, the premise of the movie is very similar to a lot of, I call it the stalker genre kind of movies. Movies like, what's that? What's that Robbie Williams movie? The one that he processes photos for family. I can't remember. Hold on. Give me a minute for me to Google this. It's called 1 hour. For those who haven't watched the movie,
The one that he take photos of like families, then he keeps it for. Okay, yeah, I think I remember. Yeah,
Movies like that and all, and also quite recently, one that was released called Ma, the one with Octavia Spencer in it. So Greta. The thing is, I haven't watched Ma, but from what I read with reviews and also from what friends are telling me about it, it's the only saving grace of the movie is Octavia Spencer. I mean, she's an amazing actress. So,
but is Greta, is that her first role being like the psychotic killer? Because all the time I saw her in like comedic roles or something.
I think it is, no. I think it is her first role
as a psycho.
But the thing is, for Greta, is the plot is really good. Like, from the premise of how she, how Isabel and Chloe Grace, the characters, you know, how they met and the circumstances they met and how the stalking became and, you know, all the kind of thing. It's really one of those movies that I very low-key and nobody really heard of.
It's a creeper kind of movie.
Kind of movie, yes, exactly. Mm. So that movie, Greta, is one that I recommend anyone who is into that kind of, you know, stalker genre kind of movies.
But it's not well marketed, right? Like,
No.
It's very, not. Very under the radar.
Because honestly speaking, I don't even remember seeing cinemas here. I only came across it, I think, online. I was like, oh shit, this movie seems interesting. And, you know, some people were talking about it in the movie online community and all. So, yep, that is one. Other than that, it's your typical, like, I mean, the biggest box office earner of this year, of course, Avengers Endgame. Then you have, like, Spider-Man and, you know, all your cinematic universe. I try to look for movies that people don't really talk about, or, you know. And another movie that is actually considered one of my top in this year is The Perfection. It's on Netflix. It's basically about this girl who in certain circumstances lost her chance to play in like a really prominent music school and whatnot, and how she lost her mom when it came into the picture of being in the same group of people and, you know, plotting her revenge. And it's really interesting. It's really more than what I'm saying. What I'm saying is really very vague. So and the plot is good. The twist in the middle is good. So
it's on Netflix,
It's on Netflix, yeah. You can definitely check it out. It's on Netflix. It's called The Perfection.
So
that is one obscure, another movie that is really low-key. Nobody talks about. And I think that's, besides all the blockbuster movies and all, I think these are the few that I think really caught my attention for this year. And as you can see, it's a lot of thriller horror based movies, because that is like my kind of thing, I guess.
Oh, you know what, now that you like, I mean, I suddenly like remembered the movie that I watched, I think it was released earlier, it's just that I watched it in 2019. It was The Green Book by Mahershala Ali.
No, it was released this year, actually.
I think it was released in the States first, then later in Singapore. But oh my god, yeah. I love this movie. So
yes. I totally forgot about this movie.
Like The Green Book. Oh my god, this movie is such a emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, and the character development between Viggo Mortensen and Mahershala Ali is really good throughout the whole movie.
Yes, yeah, like the way they acted, like they like so called feed off of each other's like professionalism. Like, I don't know how to say it other than their chemistry within the movie is fantastic.
It is. Yeah, and, wow, shit! I totally forgot about this movie.
Then like you can see how so-called the doctor try to develop like from one, like the first act, right? Like he try to find Viggo Mortensen as the driver, and from there they kind of like within, because they travel so much in a car together, and then they start to develop this friendship.
Yep.
And it's a very organic friendship, which I think really resonated. I mean, they are friends even outside of the movie, right? So when come to the movie, it's awesome. I don't know how to say other than this movie gave me so much emotional roller coaster.
Yeah. And the thing is, especially for us who are in bands and all that kind of thing, you know, like for yourself and myself, you know, when we go overseas and play shows and all, you know, you kind of relate to the movie in the sense that, you know,
yeah, I do.
A musician that is traveling on the road, the trials and tribulations and whatever that he has to go through, you know, kind of thing. So you can really relate to it. You'd be like, even though it's a whole different genre of, you know, how it is and whatnot, but it's like, it's really, you can, something you can relate to. Okay.
Yeah. And, the fact that, he has to struggle with a lot of racial discrimination and also like there is a reveal that he's also gay and all this, like all these emotional things that's portrayed in the film. I think like Mahershala Ali, oh my god, this guy, how many Emmys has he have? Two.
I think two. One for Green Book, one for Moonlight. I may be wrong, but yeah.
I definitely say it's fucking well deserved.
Yeah. Like, and he's the new Blade, yo.
I unfortunately we have to wait for it. It's gonna be quite some time before that thing actually appears. But yeah,
I'm guessing maybe like 2021.
But looking forward to it, no doubt about it, drop my jaws, like, oh, ace, yeah.
When you put on the cap, Blade.
Oh my god, Marvel, you sneaky bastard. Notebook,
A Green Book, sorry.
Yes, yeah.
What was his name? Ryan Gosling and...
Yeah. What do you want? What do you want?
I want you to shut up.
So, yeah, Green Book, sorry. That kind of like a emotionally driven movie, 2019. Is there others? I can't think of.
Not really. Yeah.
Because the summer of 2019 is bamboozled by superhero genres.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the thing is, we want to showcase movies that you know, like not many people talk about, you know, or even mention. So the ones that we have so far are, what do we say? Us, Greta, Perfection, Green Book.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's why I say earlier on, I guess it'll be a little bit difficult because I think you watch more and have a list already. For me, I think most of it is on 2018. Like movies like A Star Is Born.
Do you like A Star Is Born?
I did, and it's a very sad movie. I would say Lady Gaga in that movie, some people say she cannot act but to me that is her most natural self.
Do you want to know something crazy? You know,
what?
A Star Is Born, right? There's actually a Bollywood movie that came out before that with the exact same plot and everything.
Are you serious? Bollywood movie?
I'm not shitting you.
You gotta give me that link, man.
And that's why the thing is, when A Star Is Born came out, that was like, oh, you know, A Star Is Born, that kind of thing. And when I read the plot of it, I was like, hey, isn't this that Bollywood movie that I watched the other time?
Because to what I understand, this is like the so-called third rendition of the original. Technically second rendition, because the original one was, I think, was it the second version was Barbara Streisand, and there was a version before that also. So I don't know about the Bollywood one. I mean, I just like know like right now. This is fucking hilarious. So
that's why the thing is, like, when I saw it, I was like, I honestly, I haven't seen or heard about the Barbra Streisand one and whatnot now, but the Bollywood one, definitely I've seen.
Yeah, the Star Is Born, Yeah, la, it's not a 2019 movie, because the topic we're talking about now is 2019. But most of the list, if I were to make, would definitely keep going back to 2018. Because the ending of 2018 got some really good stuff, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like I said, A Star Is Born, and then we got Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody was, yeah.
Oh my god. Then what else we have last year?
Last year. That's a good question.
I mean, there's also a slew of superhero movies also, like,
as usual, of course.
Yeah. But I
remember what other movie this year that is low-key and is damn good.
What movie is it?
It's a Korean movie, actually.
Oh, okay. What movie is it?
It's the same week that John Wick was released in Singapore.
Oh, the Parasite,
No, no, not Parasite. It's called The Gangster, The Cop, and The Devil.
Oh, okay.
That was a brilliant movie. I loved it so much. Mm. And Ma Dong.
All right, we shall see Fierce attempts once again.
Ma Dong Seok. Ma Dong.
The guy who's going to be in Internals, is it?
Yes, that's the guy.
Okay, that's the only reference I can make. Don't ask me to pronounce his name.
And also, he was in Train to Busan. Train to Busan.
Train to Busan.
Train to Busan, bro.
Yeah, but the guy is going places, man.
Honestly speaking, he's actually favorite Korean actor. Actually, not one of my favorite. He's my favorite actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, so even the film, like I was saying, this is another film that this year, if anyone that hasn't watched it, y'all really need to watch it. And you know what?
But you watched it in the theater, is it?
Yes, I watched it.
Okay.
You want to know something crazy about this movie, though?
What?
One of the producers of the movie is actually Sylvester.
Ah, Sylvester Stallone?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So, of course, it stars Ma Dong Seok, Kim Moo Yeol, Kim Song Kyu, and Hyo Dong Woon.
You know, you are pretty close to pronouncing kimchi, you know.
Bro, racist. Bro.
No, bro. It's not racist. Kimchi is a food, okay? Please.
Oh my god. Ayo. But yeah, so
we need fucking training, remember this.
So this movie, yes, plot is very simple. How a gangster, a mob boss, a cop team up to catch a serial killer that tried to kill the mob boss and, you know, tried to kill other people as well. So how basically the whole movie, the build up, the character development, the bonding of the different characters, the ending, everything is so good about this movie. Yeah? And I really have to give props to Korean directors, because in the past couple of years, actually, if you look at it,
they step it up, bro.
They really step it up a lot. You got movies like Train to Busan, you got series like Kingdom, you got, if you really look at it, right, there are tons of good Korean movies that are out there that people are not talking about. Even like the other one, the other day that you were telling me about, The Priest.
Oh yeah, the so-called the two priests, what was it?
Two priests that try to exercise.
Yeah, what was the title again? Priest, is it?
The Priest, yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the guy who played The Priest also was in one of my, I think, favorite action Korean movie, which is on Netflix, Ilang the Wolf Brigade.
Yes.
Hey, fuck, sir, that. Oh my god, I love that movie. That's why Koreans got this hidden gem of very talented actors and directors doing some low-key, awesome action movies, horror movies, suspense thriller, all the works are like, wow, sell like top-notch.
It's crazy. Even like their horror movies and all, Wailing, there's so many, I can't even remember now. But like I say, the thing is, for those who are listening, if you are, you know, like really into like Hollywood movies and all that kind of thing, try to venture into the Korean side of movies, because they really have a extensive range of movies, from like, you know, your typical dramas to like horror, thriller, you know, kind of thing. And they're honestly, now you know how we used to think that George Romero used to create like the whole legendary faces of you know, zombies and whatnot, the kind of thing. Fuck, bro, the Koreans have stepped it up, yo.
Yeah, like they definitely give a run for the money for the typical like zombie genre, like in that sense.
I mean, you just look at Kingdom, the particular scene where that lady just stand up, you know, bend front, that kind of thing.
That's not easy, Sial.
I'm like, what the hell is going on, Sial? I never seen it before.
You asked me to do that, I barely people... off the ground, so I'm still on the ground.
And the thing is, you don't see that kind of thing in like a lot of like Hollywood movies and all, like, my God. So, yeah. Anyways, back to what I was saying, but The Gangster, The Cop, and The Devil is something that everybody needs to check out, because it is an amazing movie.
Yeah, unfortunately, for this one, I like I said, I can't give a list of like top five, because just as a better list, I have basically no list other than one movie I just mentioned.
Yeah, because the thing is, if you would really want to talk about all the different type of recent movie that released and all, of course, predominantly it's going to be conquered by the superheroes. But I mean, you look at Shazam, Avengers Endgame, Spider-Man, what else?
Yeah, like, we're not saying we don't like the movies. Those movies are great in its own right, lah. It's just like we decided to maybe talk a little bit straying away from the superhero genres, because Shazam, not bad, lah. I mean, seriously, it's a surprisingly very entertaining movie. Yeah, and I was fearful, of course, at first, because I mean, it's DC, and then we know DC track record of how they handle their movies, for Shazam to come out the way it is, I was very surprised that I was very happy lah with the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
But what I really wanted was that at least if I were to make one, have you ever watched the movie The Judge, Robert Downey Jr. movie?
Yep.
I want a movie emotionally right to be something like that in 2019. So far, haven't yet. Maybe Green Book is around that category, but that emotional, that one I relate to it,
Exactly.
That's why.
But the thing is, like, now it's already August, and we only have 4 more months to the year end. So hopefully there are a few more good ones to come out throughout the year. I mean, like, there are of course all those big blockbusters like Star Wars and whatnot. But the thing is, if we, the next time when we do a segment like that, we would definitely want to cover movies that, like I say, is low key. Something that, you know, new for people to check out. Or
so yeah lah, like I think as far as top 5 2019, maybe we'll come back again.
Yep,
By the end of the year, and then we recap
if the whole year itself.
If there's any changes or not lah. So far, I think the recommendations done by Fierce is something you guys should check out lah, because by now I think they should be available somewhere online, I suppose.
Yeah, it is. So in recap, the five movies that the six movie that we talk about is Us, of course, the Jordan Peele one. John Wick, because it's just John Wick, so fuck you.
Hey, nobody's fighting against you, you know.
I can sense some people saying like, duh, of course, John Wick. Like, duh, of course, I'm telling you it's John Wick, so shut up. Then Greta, there is Green Book, there is The Gangster, The Cop, and The Devil. And what's that one more? Did I miss something?
Would you consider Ma still?
No, I haven't watched Ma yet. And honestly speaking, there are still a lot more movies this year that I have yet to, you know, venture into, like, really go and...
Hey, bro, there's one more I think we should really anticipate. What? The Irishman.
Oh, yeah, the Robert Downey Jr. and Pesci.
No, the Robert De Niro.
Oh, Robert De Niro, sorry. Yes.
Robert Downey Jr., who? Since when?
Who did The Irishman? Oh, man.
It's okay. It's in the middle of the night, we are tired. So
yeah, that's true, that's true. So, but yeah, that's one movie also to look out for. And yeah. Also, I have a recommendation, but I haven't got a chance to watch this movie yet. Maybe we can watch it and talk about it another time. But this movie is called Skin.
What do I sense? It's a horror movie?
It's not a horror movie. It's actually... what is that? You know, do you remember Jamie Bell?
Jamie Bell?
Yes.
Hang on. Is it a last year movie or what?
No, it's this year movie, I think. Or was it last year? No, it's this year. Yeah, this year movie, I think.
Is this guy on Fantastic Four before?
Jamie Bell, I think he is. Was he?
Was he the Thing?
Yes, correct, the Thing.
Oh my. Because I look at his face like, where have I seen his eyebrows before?
But this this is one movie that a friend of mine told me to check out. Okay. It's basically, I mean, the plot of it is simple. A young man who's part of a skinhead white supremacist gang. You know, how he decides to change for himself. You know, he makes friends with his counselor, who's a black guy, and how, you know, he wants to have his own family, and how he deals with getting out of being in a skinhead gang and being a white supremacist and all that. So this is one movie that I haven't watched, but like I said, a friend recommended, so maybe something that you guys can check out as well.
This one reminds me of a what? A skit from Dave Chappelle.
Which one?
The one where he did a skit about the KKK.
Shit, I remember that. Yes.
I'm not gonna say the words that he said because it's gonna get us in hot soup, but
yeah.
Oh my god, the reason why he divorced his wife is because she is a oh my god, I cannot. This is Dave Chappelle, the fuck up. Then I see the synopsis of this, what you just told me, like the skin.
Yeah.
That's kind of I suddenly remember about Dave Chappelle. It's just that this one made it into a serious tone.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god. But anyways, this is the few recommendations that we have so far for this year. We will probably come back again closer to the end of the year to talk more about the other, like the review, the whole year's movie and whatnot.
Yeah, so hope to get more within the year. So the list, maybe we do a top 10. I don't know.
Maybe.
Alright, so I think that's pretty much it for this casual edition of the Cosmic Fury SG podcast together with Mr. Fias the Boss.
Yes, ping pongs.
Alright, so I'm Juan, and we're gonna sign off for now, and stay tuned for more episodes from the podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.